Hi, you're listening to Maureen Rambles On and On and On and On About Books. Today is Thursday, August 24th, and I've actually been reading a lot lately. I went on vacation last week, and I took a bunch of books with me, so... but of course, all these reviews are from the archives, and I'm just going to kind of burn through a whole bunch of them today. So, the first one is To Reign in Hell by Stephen Brust. Synopsis. In heaven, everything is perfect. Yahweh is friends with all the angels, and everyone works together to fight back the chaos. And then... Opinion. The good. Even though this novel is about the war between angels, it is surprisingly low on the violence. It's about the war between the angels before the angels really knew what war or even conflict is. And so a huge portion of the book is about the birth of conflict, disagreement, misunderstanding. Massive amounts of conflict, in fact, stem from a classic message gone astray type of situation, worthy of Shakespeare. The bad. I expected this book to be more violent. A little more like The Shivered Sky. I was pleasantly surprised, but if you don't like a book that takes its time unraveling, or if you need something high-paced, it's probably not for you. The ugly. I can't honestly say there was anything that really annoyed me that much. Perhaps the Mephistopheles character. He was portrayed as a dark angel, but never with any explanation for how or why he got that way. Most of the other angels who were on the bad side were put there through some kind of accident of fate, an injury or destruction that left them handicapped and in need of support from their friends, and therefore more prone to cliquishness. Grade, A-, highly recommended. Well-written, or such great ideas you can't resist. I give it a minus just because of pacing issues. If you don't mind a slow story, it's pretty good. The next one is actually a nonfiction book. It's called Dinosaurs and Prehistoric Life, The Smithsonian Handbooks. The author is Hazel Richardson. And I'm just going to give a really quick one here. This is a pictorial field guide to dinosaurs and prehistoric life from the Precambrian through the Tertiary periods. It's grouped by time period and includes geographical information, size scale, and information on the life and diet of the various species. The good is that it's a really great little reference book. You can actually keep this one in your purse or pocket for, you know, if you ever need to identify a dinosaur in the field. Thank you. Okay. I actually read it for research into the late Cretaceous North American species for my NaNoWriMo novel. But it was really good. Dinosaurs are fun. Dinosaurs are cool. We don't have enough good dinosaur books for grown-ups, so this was good. It needed more breadth. I wouldn't have minded the same size guide just for North American dinosaurs. But, of course, the continents have shifted, so what's North America now used to be other continents. And you don't really read this book looking for a comprehensive analysis, just a good little field guide, you know, to get you started. I give it a B. It's a strong recommendation. It's very well written. The next one is a review of Sabriel, which I read on audiobook, which was terrific because it was read by Tim Curry, and Tim Curry is just the perfect voice for these dark juvenile fantasy novels. The author is Garth Nix. Synopsis. Sabriel Abhorsen is a young woman raised in a turn-of-the-century-esque world on the border between a world of technology and one of magic. Born in the world of magic, where death is a frequent source of power as well as corruption, and born into a powerful family of necromantic wizards, she must now quest for her father and her destiny. The good. This is a young adult novel, but it doesn't skimp on the darkness of the fantasy. Sabriel's life is intertwined with death, and there's no shying away from the darkness she has to encounter. I know it seems odd, but I loved the fact that Sabriel, despite being very powerful, gets hurt. A lot. And her wounds don't mysteriously heal quickly or anything. She runs around with a broken nose, for example, for most of the book, and you can just feel how sore and tired she is from her travels and travails. I have to add that Tim Curry was an excellent choice of reader for the audiobook version of this novel. His dark, sardonic voice was a perfect match. The bad, there are some predictabilities that irked me, but really they're minor. In some ways, you need a touch of predictable in a YA or children's book, and I fully expected to see more predictability than was in this one. The ugly. None. I wish I'd had more time to sit and listen to this novel without interruption. This was kind of the audiobook equivalent of You Can't Put It Down syndrome. Grade, A-, highly recommended, well-written, or such great ideas you can't resist. The next one is also a nonfiction book. It's called No Plot, No Problem. Now, I've mentioned in the past that I do NaNoWriMo, where I write a novel in a month, and this book is sort of the handbook to writing a novel in a month. It's written by Chris Beatty, who is the founder of NaNoWriMo, and it's a good book. Synopsis. Write a novel should be on everyone's life to-do list. After all, they say everyone has at least one novel in them, right, waiting to come out, right? Chris Beatty has made a mission out of ordinary people taking on this extraordinary challenge. For 6 years, NaNoWriMo, now it's been 7 years, NaNoWriMo has challenged people to write a 50,000-word novel in the span of 30 days. No starting early, and you have to get to 50K, preferably with words 49,999 and 50,000 being the end. No Plot, No Problem is Beatty's user manual to doing and completing NaNoWriMo. Opinion, the good. The book is inspiring, especially the pep talk sections, but in the more nuts and bolts way, it does something that no other writing book really does. Time management. Most writers do not have the luxury of an open schedule without other commitments. And speaking for myself, not everyone is inherently good at managing a schedule. Most writers have a day job, family, kids, pets, household chores, a commute, other hobbies, etc. Plus, let's not forget that we all love to read. The single strongest section of this book is the section about prioritizing your commitments and then slashing everything else to make way for your book. The bad. If you're doing NaNoWriMo in November, along with everyone else on the website, the pep talks are repetitive, because Chris sends them to your inbox every week. However, I know there are a lot of people who do NaNoWriMo in January. It's a little easier because the holidays are over, and a lot of people have a gap in school. So these folks might benefit from reading the weekly pep talks from the book. Second, I know that you don't want to address failure too much, but I thought Beatty could have talked a bit more about the emotional response to failing at NaNoWriMo. It can be very demoralizing year after year to fail at what so many others seem to be able to do. And yet many people do fail to finish NaNoWriMo, and the courage to keep trying would have been a good message to emphasize, I feel. The ugly. There's a design flaw in the book, and it really irks me. If you have poor eyesight, like me, or you like to read in a less than daylit room, like me, then you're going to find the sidebars hard to read. Yes, I'm talking about black text on a dark gray background. Also, if you're looking for a book about how to write, or how to craft sentences, or create memorable dialogue, or how to make a plot, I mean, the title of the book is No Plot, No Problem, none of that is in here. No Plot, No Problem is not about telling you anything about your content. Instead, it's all about the process of writing, the nitty-gritty details of how to clear your life of the dreck, the emotional ups and downs to expect, and what to do to keep yourself motivated and get your rear end in that chair. Grade B, strong recommendation, well written, with some flaws or predictability that makes it less fun to read. And I'd like to right now tell you all, since it's August and we have plenty of time to clear out that dreck, that NaNoWriMo is in November, and I really hope that you all will join me in participating this year. I'm planning to do NaNoWriMo, and it should be a real challenge for me because I will be gone for an entire week out of the country in the middle of there. So, yeah, should be fun. Let's see. That is going to be it for the ones from the archives. My next review will cover all of the Dark Tower series of books, which were all by Stephen King, and which I thought were quite interesting and thought-provoking. I hope you've enjoyed this little episode of Mortain Rambles On and On and On About Books, and I hope to see you soon. Thanks.